Taking Stock with Carol Masser and Michael McKee, on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
When it's watching for eyes, you can't escape my private eyes. They're watching you.
One thing we are watching, and that is the private equity marketplace, specifically the online private equity marketplace. Here to talk a little bit more about that. Still with us is Vinny Catalano. He's president and global investment strategist at Blue Marble Research in our Taking Stock studio. Also in our studio is Lawrence Calcano. He's a managing partner at iCapital Network. So, Lawrence, I'm going to kick it off with you. So when we're talking about the online private equity marketplace, this is what giving investors kind of access to only what the big players used to have access to.
Yeah, I mean, historically, the high net worth communities had no access to speak of to private equity. And so iCapital has created an online marketplace to give high net worth investors all the opportunities into the private equity universe that institutional investors have had. And that includes all the research, the data, the benchmarking, and even for them in particular, we create structures so that they can invest as little as $100,000. And that actually has been one of the impediments. The minimums are so high in private equity, it's been difficult for high net worth investors
to get into it.
Yeah, even people with substantial amounts of money to write a $5 or $10 million check into a private equity fund is tough for most people.
When you say qualified investor, is it the same as, or high net worth investor, is it the same as an accredited investor? So there's got to be certain, or no,
that's it's different. A different level. Accredited investor is a lower level of wealth, $200,000 and $1 million of investable assets. A qualified purchaser is $5 million of investable assets, and those are the people that we're targeting.
Okay, so these are people who couldn't, but now they can access it.
Exactly.
And Lawrence, on your network, you have the other side, too, the deals that are being made available to them, and there are different tiers that one can find out information about. The offerings that are there at iCapital Networks. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure.
It's really like an eBay for high net worth individuals.
You know, that's a clever way to think about it. We are, to some extent, democratizing the asset class. So to that extent, it's the same thing. But we're trying to help two groups of people that fundamentally want to connect.
Right.
So the high net worth investors that have had no access in the past would love to find a way to incorporate private equity into their portfolios. In fact, we've done some research lately, and we've talked to independent RIAs who tell us that two-thirds of their clients want access to this asset class, but only 19% of them actually provide it.
Do the private equity guys like you?
Yeah, they like us a lot because we provide access to a group of people that are, it's very fragmented. The high net worth community is highly fragmented.
Right.
And so to be able to access that group, an online platform that's built the same way they're built from an institutional perspective, from a regulatory standpoint, it gives them a chance to get at a group of people that want to invest. By the way, there aren't that many pension funds being formed these days.
Yeah.
And so to grow your assets under management, accessing and tapping what is a multi-trillion-dollar market is essential.
What does it do to the private equity market?
Well, I mean,
does it mean more money going after things? Is that a good thing or what?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good thing to the extent that it provides, you know, an opportunity for more capital to get into the right deals.
Yeah.
They're still charged with making good decisions. They are, at the end of the day, asset managers. And so because they have access to more capital doesn't mean that they have a license to be reckless with how they spend it. But what we're doing is helping them build their firms and grow their firms.
You know, Carol, as an asset class, private equity also serves another investment strategy, a portion of one's diversification strategy, and that being that the time period. There's so much short-termism going on with investing in the world and particularly with publicly traded issues. What private equity serves the purpose of also is the fact that you're putting a chunk of money in for a longer period of time that allows for things to develop
right,
rather than it being the next quarter, the next quarter, the next quarter. So it fits.
Well, you know, and the thing is, Lawrence, though, you know, private equity, I think, well, maybe it's more on the venture capital or the angel investing. That's where there can be an awful lot of risk involved. In terms of private equity, how much risk is often do we see?
Well, we consider venture as part of the private equity bucket. Yeah. So private equity, the way we define it, is really any structure where there's a drawdown where you contribute capital throughout a 5-year investment period. So that includes credit funds, buyout funds, venture capital funds,
all of it.
debt funds, real estate funds, really the whole gamut, which, by the way, is important because it allows the investor to build a diversified portfolio within the private equity landscape.
Yeah, it provides a strong attractiveness on that level. So it isn't strictly one area. It's many areas. It covers the broad spectrum. Just think of it in terms of like a classification, an asset class within which there's a longer time period. There are different groupings and areas. What we're doing geographically is something, and also in terms of the economic environment for what my company is looking for. So there's a strong attractiveness, and there's a reason why, money is coming out of institutional investors in other alternative investment categories like hedge funds and into the private equity space.
If you look at, sort of other groups of buyers, it's like endowments have a roughly 15%+ allocation. If you actually looked at a narrower set of endowments, like the top 10, they're north of 20% allocation of private equity. If you looked at insurance companies, they're at about 10%. Private banks are about 3%, and independent RIAs are about 40 basis points.
Right.
And so that speaks to how difficult it's been, the lack of access, if you wanted to buy common stock, there's 50 websites you can go to right now build a portfolio. It doesn't exist in private equity.
How do you pick the deals?
So
the private equity ventures that you are offering up to investors, how does that work?
So there were three tiers on our platform, and Vinny alluded to this. The first tier is basically everybody raising capital in the market for private equity. So that means someone could come to the site and see everything. So problem number one is addressed. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we give general partners the ability to create a premium profile. So used an eBay analogy earlier, I'll use a paid search analogy.
Right.
So if everybody's listed, that's natural search. So the folks that come on and create a premium profile, that's a little like paid search, where they're putting themselves in a position where they can be seen by the investor base.
Got it.
The third grouping are funds where we explicitly choose to raise capital for, and we set up an access fund for those. And so that—
Based on your own research and so on?
Exactly. So that goes through a fairly rigorous due diligence process where we write actually a 40-plus page institutional quality diligence report. We've hired a team of 5 or 6 people that come out of the institutional diligence area to drive this for us. Because one of the realities is the high net worth community doesn't have access to really high quality research. So for us to provide this solution, research has to be part of it.
You're not the only guys who are doing this, though, right?
Well, there are several people that are trying to address this, all in sort of different ways. One of the things that we think we're doing that makes sense is addressing the solution from an end-to-end basis. Not only from seeing everything, we've partnered with the top 12 or 13 fundraisers. So that gives us access on a systematic basis to really high quality product.
Interesting.
And then all the way through the technology platform.
Kind of another tool, Vinny.
Yeah, absolutely another tool. And a tool that is useful for anyone who wants to get into the space. I do these events, as you know, all over the country, and there's an appetite. There's an appetite for alternative investments.
Because of the yield, because we're searching for yield?
If you look at yields, private equity, Cambridge Associates just came out with a study. 5, 10, 15, 20 years, private equity has outperformed equity indices.
Interesting. Excellent. All right. Thank you, gentlemen, so much. Vinny Catalano, back with us, president and global investment strategist at Blue Marble Research, also managing member for Adriatic Capital Partners, and Lawrence Calcano. He is managing partner at iCapital Network, joining us on Taking Stock on Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 a.m. and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.